Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. We are in 1 Samuel chapter 16, and this is the second episode in a little mini series right here, which will likely last a few weeks. We're basically going to do a quick overview, just looking at the life of David. And the reason I felt like I wanted to do this is that in September of 2023, about a month out from now, I'm going to be starting a precept upon precept Bible study on Psalms. And so I want to do the Bible study on Psalms, and I also want to do the podcast here covering the Psalms. I don't know if we'll go through all of them, but we'll just start and see where it goes. And I thought, well, let's look at the man who wrote a majority of the Psalms, not all of them, but a good portion of them. And we saw in the previous episode where David had been anointed king. We're going to pick it up in verse 14 of chapter 16. It says this: "Now the Spirit of the Lord departed from Saul, and an evil spirit from the Lord terrorized him." We could park out right there to the rest of this episode, could we not? Because what in the world is going on? Well, we had seen earlier, if you'd read the whole count from the 1 Samuel on, you'd see where the Spirit of the Lord had left Saul because Saul had walked in rebellion and disobedience to God. It's just as simple as that, okay? But now, the Spirit of the Lord has departed, and an evil spirit from the Lord terrorized him. So the question often arises, does the Lord send evil spirits? Well, obviously he does. It says it right here. An evil spirit from the Lord terrorized him. The evil spirits are at the command and behest of the Lord. Now, they're under the evil one himself, but the Lord can control them. He can do with them as he desires. Nothing is outside of what God has created. Now, that does beg a lot of other questions we're not going to get into right now. But the bottom line is, the Lord does as the Lord desires. And so the Spirit of the Lord departs from Saul. It nearly reads as if the Lord said, okay, you don't want me here. You can have this one right here. We actually see God doing that with his people in Deuteronomy 32, you know, that type of thing. So this evil spirit comes and it terrorizes Saul. Verse 15, "Saul's servants then said to him, 'Behold now, an evil spirit from God is terrorizing you.'" See, it's the servants who acknowledged and recognized what was coming against Saul, what his problem was. We're not told exactly what it was at this time. We'll see as we go along. We'll get some major hints, okay, in the way that he acts, in the way he behaves, way he responds. But the servants know. Even to this day, folks, the servants know. Even to this day, give close heed to whenever a servant of a political leader dies. It happens quite often. And those deaths are always suspect in my mind because they know, they see, they understand. So here the servants say, they tell him, hey, this is an evil spirit from God is terrorizing you. They didn't say just an evil spirit from the evil one. They said it's an evil spirit from God that's terrorizing. They declare, and interpret what the matter is, and then they bring forth a solution. Saint, the servants are speaking. Notice servants, plural. They must have come together as a gang. Verse 16, they said this: "Let our Lord now command your servants who are before you. Let them seek a man who is a skillful player on the harp. And it shall come about when the evil spirit from God is on you that he will play the harp with his hand, and you will be well." So they bring a solution. And they say this: hey, why don't you let us go find somebody from you that's a skillful player on the harp, a musician. And when the evil spirit from God is on you, in other words, we see now that it comes and it goes. Okay, it comes and it goes. When it's on you, then this skillful player can play the harp and you will be well. Folks, there is far more to this than we think we know. I mean, far, far, far more. The power of frequency, the power of music, the power of particularly skillful play and skillful singing in spiritual warfare. There's a lot more that's being said here. Verse 17, "So Saul said to his servants, 'Provide for me now a man who can play well and bring him to me.'" So he says what? "Hey, yeah, man, go fetch somebody to do this. Then one of the young men said," see, one of these guys had somebody in mind. "One of the young men said, 'Behold, I have seen a son of Jesse, the Bethlehemite, who is a skillful musician, a mighty man of valor, a warrior, one prudent in speech, and a handsome man, and the Lord is with him. Give heed here, folks, to all we learned about David. This is from a testimony of someone who's a servant of Saul, and he says, I've seen this guy. He's the son of Jesse the Bethlehemite. He is a skillful musician. He's a mighty man of valor. How did he know he's a mighty man of valor? How did he know he's a warrior? Well, these things had already been said of David when he was very young, because David will testify later himself that he had killed the bear in protecting the sheep. He had killed the lion. He had to defend things like that. Then it says, one prudent in speech. So that tells you that this guy knew the family, knew him, knew something. He's a handsome man. And then the bottom line, the Lord is with him. So Saul sent messengers to Jesse and said, send me your son David, who is with the flock. Jesse took a donkey loaded with bread and a jug of wine and a young goat and sent them to Saul by David, his son. And that's sort of interesting, isn't it? So the king summons, tells the guy, says, send me your son. Then the guy turns around and sends gifts back to the king via the son. You always send the king gifts, folks. Okay. Then David came to Saul and attended him, which means stood before him. And Saul loved him greatly, and he became his armor bearer. He wasn't just his fiddle player, folks. He wasn't just the harpist. He became his armor bearer. And as we see, as we go through the account, he will eventually become Saul's main military guy. And the way that God blesses him, blesses David. But here Saul loves him. He becomes his armor bearer. Last two verses. Saul sent to Jesse saying, let David now stand before me, for he has found favor in my sight. So in other words, hey, I'm keeping your son. You know, he's found favor in my sight. I like him. It's more than that. It's described here that he loved him. So it came about whenever the evil spirit from God came to Saul, David would take the harp and play it with his hand, and Saul would be refreshed and be well, and the evil spirit would depart from him. So what all is going on here? Well, there's all sorts of things happening right here. We're seeing that there was a spiritual battle that was taking place. Okay, there's a battle that's taking place within Saul, that the Lord was totally aware of all this thing, good spirits, evil spirits, removed the Holy Spirit, sent the evil spirit, that the Lord was preparing David even more for what he had for him. But David is already being described as a skillful musician, a mighty man of valor, a warrior, one prudent in speech. In other words, careful in speech, correct in speech, spoke well and spoke what he should say when he should say it, and did not speak what he shouldn't say. He was a handsome man. We saw previously that he was ruddy, redheaded, handsome, and that the Lord is with him. David is experiencing and is learning a different type of battle right here. It's a battle within the heavenly realms, so that when the Spirit would come upon Saul, David would come, play his harp, play it with his hand. Saul would be refreshed and made well. How is he refreshed and made well? Because when David played, the evil spirit would depart. When David played, he drove away and cast out that spirit. Same thing happens today, folks, when we worship the Most High God. Yeah, it does. Well, again, I'm Dale. Thank you for your time. I'll see you next episode. Goodbye.